While we're, have to shift gears here today, we're in a corrective mode. We will go through the San Francisco game with our football team. With our football team just starting right now, with special teams and the quarterbacks, get that corrected, and frankly, we'll have a stay program that'll go into the evening here. Just try to get these guys ready for, for our practice schedule. It's important to get, particularly the younger part of our football team ready for Kansas City Thursday night. It's obviously a quick week, fast turnaround. So we want to make sure that we're giving these guys every chance to maximize their opportunity that they're going to have down in Kansas City.
For some of the guys, this last game was their last time playing against another opponent with cuts on Tuesday. Just how hard is it for you to cut a guy and to tell him what's that like?
Well, anytime you release a player, that's, to me, the hardest part of this business. You talk about young men that have committed to your program and what they've given you since April or years in some cases. So that's really what today's been all about, this morning, and you're talking through those conversations, and we'll continue to do so tomorrow. So before you get through that whole process, it's the tough part of our business, and it's on a personal level. I mean, you just want to make sure that everybody handles it the professional way.
Mike, Friday night, Kyler Fackrell probably had his most active game of the three. Did you like what you saw from him?
Definitely. I thought our, particularly our young players, not only on defense, on offense, I liked the way they flew around as a football team. I didn't think the pursuit and finish wasn't nearly what it needed to be. That was the one negative that came off the video this morning in the coaching sessions. So we'll address that with our football team. But Fackrell, I thought he flew around and took advantage of his opportunities. And I think it's important, for him specifically and the rest of these guys to make sure that they not only get their reps on offense and defense, but on special teams.
What's it been like going into this final game? How often do you see a guy just jump out and solidify his spot versus it's up for grabs between a bunch of guys? Is it a situation where you have a pretty good idea now, but a few things can tip the scales?
Every year is different. I think, number one, the injuries play into it each and every year. So with that, you have to factor that into and how you get from 75 to 53. So that'll obviously be another discussion after we go through the practice week and obviously after the game Thursday night. So that's a part that you can't control. The focus that we have is really to make sure you create opportunities. And that's our job as coaches, to prepare them for the opportunity, create those opportunities, and ultimately let these guys go perform.
Mike, I understand how hard it is for you on a personal level with these guys and making those decisions. From a football perspective, do you think you're going to cut a lot of guys this year that are going to end up playing for other teams? It just seems like you've got, maybe the best group of young guys I've seen here in a while. It looks really difficult. Am I wrong?
Well, I think I don't disagree with your opinion, but I also – there's no exact science to it either. One thing about our program, as far as our selection from the personnel side of it, I think our personnel department does an excellent job. And then we get them here and you develop them. So we always have a higher opinion on our guys than other teams, and I think it's normal. That's probably normal throughout the league. So. Yes, it's been exciting watching these young guys play, because we've had a lot of young guys that are making plays, impactful plays in games, and that's where Thursday night Kansas City is important to continue to let these guys do that. But how it shakes out, there's so many other factors and variables involved in that. I can't predict it. I know just in conversations with Ted, it's. Sometimes there's one or two guys that get claimed you don't think are going to get claimed, and so there's just so many moving parts to that. But I think our personnel department does a great job of sorting through that.
Mike, what do you think this week will tell you? The practice work will tell you about where Jordy's at.
It's important for Jordy to get a ton of work this week with Aaron. That's really the focus. So I feel very good about where he is. It's reps and just the coordination, with the concepts and that we're preparing to do. So, but I think Jordy looks great.
Did you get to see enough from Clay and Julius the other night to feel like they're ready for week one?
We're more focused on, the practice structure for Julius and our veteran players.
Mike, we've asked you a lot about Jeff Janis as a receiver, and I was just, with him not being here, at least temporarily, what is the challenge of replacing him on coverage units?
Good question. Jeff Janis is, clearly he's graded out as one of our top special teams players last year, and then coverage is a big part of his, his value on our football team. So it's opportunity for the other guys, and I think it's an example of how a young man makes your team. We tell them all in the first meeting, and it's echoed throughout. The vehicle to make our football team is through special teams.
When we look at some of the other guys you use in those positions, whether it's Sam Shields or Rollins or Randall, they're all built differently than Jeff, who has that big combination of size and speed. So do they have to play the position differently than he would in terms of coverage just because he's gifted in other ways?
Well, I think it's like any position. I mean, there's techniques. I mean, whether it's a DB lining up on a receiver or a pass rusher on a tackle. I mean, their body structure is a big part of how you play them, from a technique standpoint. It's no different for the gunners. So body type, their skill set is something obviously the opponent, or as we looked at other teams on how we match up, and it's all part of the game planning and getting familiar with those guys on video.
Not asking any specifics about this person, but Burnett's been out for a while. Is there any concern with his back about the opener?
Morgan, just going through the health report this morning with our medical staff. They feel very good about his progress and so forth. So I don't think there's any long-term concern with Morgan.